Jefferson. Can someone give me a signal for it?
KJ4WZM, W4DJW, sounds good.
Testing out Al Lincoln's radio.
Okay, well, you got it working. Sounds good. It's 6 minutes till 9.
And I'm going to use it. Well, I guess I'll try to use his radio for a call on the net. We'll see how it goes. I'm going to get my netbook ready. Am I full quieting into the repeater?
Yeah, I think there's a fan that spins up when you key up, though, because I hear it go up when you come up, and I hear it go down when you let up.
I don't know what's causing that. There's no fan in this radio whatsoever. I do know this thing needs a new microphone cord. This is the ICOM IC2100, and it has got to get a new microphone cord. This thing is messed up.
Okay, well, it's not doing it now. It might have been something on my end. It may have been Amy with the hair blower in the other room. Maybe it could be my, I mean, it could have been on my end. You're fine. You're good.
I'm going to see how this thing runs. I'm going to call the net off of it, and then I'll figure out what to do from there. He needs a new microphone cord. That is a definite, and I don't know where to get one. It's kind of like an old phone cord jack. It's not the screw-in kind. It's the plug-in kind.
KI4LCI.
Cross-brand compatible. Can you use Yaesu's and ICOMs and ICOMs and Yaesu's, and the pinouts are correct?
Let's see. I've got 3 Yaesu's, and all these 3 Yaesu's that I've got for VHF, UHF have the modular phone plug jack. Now, some of them are interchangeable and some of them aren't. This 8900R I got here in 1802M, they're interchangeable. But that 2400H, it's got a modular phone plug jack on it, but these others won't interchange with it. But it's from back in the early 90s. KI4LCI.
Do you have a spare mic or no?
Mic I got right now that I know, I've got a bunch of them, but I can't remember what they all are. And the only one, other one that I know that I'm not using where it is the reason I'm using this in here. Down at the bottom of the microphone, the cable's about pulled out of it. KI4LZI.
Thanks. It's been a problem with this radio. All the wires are exposed on them. All the insulation's wore off. This is an extremely old cord. I just need to get me a new one for this radio so I can hand it back to him and have it working again. I'm going to get off of here for now, but if anyone could help me find a microphone for this thing, I don't even know where to go to get one, but if anyone could help me find a microphone for this radio, that would be great. KJ4WZM, I'll be back in a few minutes to call the net.
W4DJW, standing by for net.
EZM, stand by for net, y'all. I'm about set. I just gotta pull up these pre-net seconds. I'll be on here for net. The key to the Blue Ridge Commuter Net, your net controller tonight is KJ4WZM. My name is Daniel, and my location is Traveler's Rest. In the interest in promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Top, so you just had a mountain about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and has an effective radiating power of 100 watts. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Bulletins or announcements for the net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. Here, Anissa, at this point, I'm going to begin by recognizing the pre-net check-ins. After that, I'll call for any new amateur radio operators and Echolink stations. So, I have a lengthy list here. I've got 18 pre-net check-ins, if y'all will bear with me. ICM Fred, and he brings along with him his wife Isla, and for IEI, they're in Traveler's Rest. Next, I have KW4TS, that's Jim and Pelzer, WU2T, Rusty and Moore, KA5WLL, Leroy and Taylors, KN4RJN, John and Brown Summit, K4RM, Fred and Piedmont. He brings along with him his wife Mary and 4MRY, also in Piedmont. Next, we have N4WHM, that is, sorry, hold on, K4, hold on, no, MRY is Scott's wife, my bad. So K4RM, that's Fritz. Next I have N4MRY, that is Mary. That's Scott's wife, Mary, I think. Hold on, I done messed up already. N4WHM, Bill and Hartwell. K4RSH, Pat and Martin. W4MKH, Marshall in Jacksonville, Florida. KC4W, Bill and Anderson. KM4VIX, John in Greenville. K4XMR, Mel and Prosperity. W2MJB, Mark. And 4HTP, Wendy, there in Timpsonville. KF4LJG, Robert in River Falls. Do I have any new amateur radio operators or anyone who's recently upgraded their license? Please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. Do I have any Echolink stations? Echolink stations only. Please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. At this time, so, the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. When you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAC 2 portion. Tonight being Sunday night, we'll begin with Alpha through Delta. Stations, the suffix of your call, beginning Alpha through Delta, A through D, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
You check in Alpha Foxtrot 4 Echo Tango. AF4ET, that's my wife, her name is Nessie. Also check me in, November 4, Uniform Zulu, N4UZ, my name is Mike. We down in the suburbs of Gray Court. We'll be negative and negative, man, 7-3.
KJ4WZM. Good evening, Daniel. Please check again, Whiskey 4, Delta, Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
4WZM. Please check in Kilo Mike 4 Bravo Lima Hotel KM4BLH. The name is Kurt. Charlie Form Romeo Tango. QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
WZM. Daniel, please check in Kilo Bravo 2 Bravo Yankee Quebec KB2BYQ. Dave and Easley, I'll be negative and negative, 73s to everybody on the net.
Nice, AF4ET, that is Nancy, and N4UZ, that is Mike, there in Gray Court tonight. Also, W4DJW, that is Dave and Greer, KM4BLH, Kurt in Greenville, and KB2BYQ, Dave and Easley. Any other stations, A through D, Alpha through Delta, if you'd like to check into Blue Ridge Senior Net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Daniel, I'm sorry I checked in out of turn, man. I was talking to Nancy, and I wasn't really paying any attention. But anyway, I hope y'all will forgive me. N4UZ, we'll be clear.
Mike, it is not a big deal at all. The main purpose of it being broken to groups like that is so that net control does not get flooded with about 35 check-ins back to back to back. So it's not super important. I wouldn't worry about it. No problem, though. N4UZ, KJ4WZM. Have a great one, Mike. And tell Nancy we said hello, 73s to you. Alright, any other stations, Alpha through Delta? If you'd like to check in Blue Ridge Tribune Net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. E through H, Echo through Hotel. If you'd like to check into Blue Ridge Tribune Net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
4WZM. Again, Kilo Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu November, Harry in Candler, North Carolina, and we'll be negative and negative tonight, Daniel. However, if you're looking for a microphone, try Google. Works for me.
That's KC4EDN. That is Harry in Candler. And no problem, Harry. I'm probably going to go on Google and try to figure it out. I absolutely hate looking for stuff. But every once in a while, I don't really have a choice. I avoid computers and the internet when I can. Unusual for my age group, but oh well. I'll go ahead and give it a shot, though. Appreciate it. Any other stations, E through H, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. India through Lima, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
KJ4WZM. Please check in and out Kilo Golf 4, Juliet, India, Alpha, KG4JIA, Dennis and Gaffney.
I've done forgot your call sign, Nick. Oh, KJ4WCM, I bet that's not it. This is Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot Oscar, and I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative, and saying 73 for each one of you.
KJ4WZM. Good to hear you call the net. Please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus, in and out, if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. 73.
WZM. Hello, India, 4, Lima, Zulu, India. JI4LZI. Andy, Table Rock. No traffic, no round table. Good news, if you look around on the internet somewhere, sometimes you can find them. And one time I found a MH-48 down at the Anderson Ham Fest, but you can't be sure every ham fest at Anderson you'll find one there, so it'd be better to check the internet.
Check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. That's KO4JKV. This is Duncan up here in Asheville, North Carolina. No traffic, no comment, and 73.
KG4JIA, that is Dennis and Gaffney. KK4JFO, James up on the mountain in Tuxedo. KK4JBQ Larry and KC4MFK, his wife Donna, they're at home in Greer. KI4LZI, Andy on Table Rock, and KF4JKV, Duncan in Asheville. Any other stations? NDS for Lima, I3L. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 internet, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. N3P, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
WZM. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred, mobiling around Piedmont tonight, 73 to you, Daniel, and all the net. I will be negative and negative.
NWZM. Great to hear you calling the net again tonight. I didn't know what had happened to you. Please check in, Kilowatt 4, Oscar, India, Mike, Walt, and Emmett. I'll be a ram to write to.
Check in, Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. Name is Chad, QTH is Campobello. Please also check in my wife, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. Her name is Anna. I'll be in, she'll be out. Thank you for calling the net tonight, Daniel.
Nice. KO4NNH, that is Fred in Piedmont. Be safe out there on the mobile, Fred. Also, K4LIM, that is Walt and Emin. And Walt, yep, it has been a minute. I will catch you up on why in a second when I get to you for Rack 2. Also, I'd like to check in KO4NUE, that is Chad and his wife Anna, KO4RYP. They're in Campobello tonight. Chad is in and she is out. That's a good one, Chad. Does that mean you want to stick around for comments?
I'll stick around for a few comments, Daniel.
We'll be back with you in a minute. Alrighty, let's see. Any other stations, M3P, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. Up to back through Tango, Q3T. If you'd like to check into Blue Ridge Demeterette, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Net Control. Oscar 4, Romeo Uniform Romeo, KO4RUR. It's Chris here, out here in Greenville. I'm going to be in and out. I'm a negative negative and 73, everyone on the net line. RUR, sounds like I'm solo again tonight.
Yes, we need more people in your group. Net Electric, KO4RUR. That is Chris in Greenville, solo on Q through T every time I call the net. At least here recently. Have to get some more people in there, Chris. Have to round up some more Quebec through Tango call signs. One last call, just in case. Any more stations, Q through T. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. I sound like you got that group to yourself tonight. Congratulations. Thanks for being my Quebec through Tango station. How's that sound? All right, we'll try Uniform through Zulu now. U through Z, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
WZM or Net Control. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. Name is Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
Number 1, X-ray radio, radio. Traveler's Rest, I'll be negative and negative, thank you.
Oh, is this check-in time, W4FA6A?
Dean, will you want me to check you in?
That's affirmative, if you will. So I'm saying negative and negative. And also, would you check in Alice, K4KAE, kilowatt alpha echo, over?
Watch y'all. So Net Control would like to recognize K4XB, Tommy in Southern Greenville County. That's a good one, Tommy. You're the first one who's come at me with that one. That's pretty funny. Next I've got N1XRR. That is Michael in Traveler's Rest. W4FHJ, Gene in Taylor's, and K4KAE, Alice in Taylor's. I'll go ahead and open it all the way up through the alphabet now. All the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into Blue Ridge 2 meter net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
KJ4WZM. Daniel, please check in Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife Kilo 4 Oscar November Oscar Lorena, and my daughter Kilo Mike 4 Mike Oscar Quebec Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
KJ4WZM. And K1CJW. That's Kilo 1 Charlie Juliet Whiskey. The name is Roland, located in Pickens. Negative and negative, and good evening to all.
W4MHE. Melvin in Hendersonville. And also, please check in KZ4PAM. That is my wife, Pam. Thanks for calling the net. We're negative and negative.
KZM. Daniel, please check in KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home at Easley. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you, Daniel, and all on the net.
Check to recognize KK4DMW, that is Rick. He brings along with him his wife, KK4MNO, that's Lorena, and his daughter, Michelle, KM4MLQ. They are at home in Piedmont tonight. Also like to recognize K1CJW, that is Roland and Pickens, W4MHE, Melvin and his wife, Pam, KZ4PAM. They're at home in Hendersonville tonight. Also KI4DOS, Gary and his wife, Joy, K3JOY. They're at home in Easley tonight. Any other stations, A through Z, Z through A, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. KJ4WZM now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the rag two portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between rag two. And it looks like K4OIM, Walt, I do believe you are up first. How's everything on Lake Bowen?
It's raining up here right now, Daniel. Before we get going on here with one another, I'd just like to say one thing. Last night, when Dave W4DJW, Gary and I think was the last two on the rag queue. And when Dave closed the net out, I sat here a minute. I just throwed my call sign out. And I'm not going to give the guy's call sign or his name. But he's in Anderson. And, buddy, I hope you listen tonight. He's had his license about a month. Got his technician license. And he is afraid to get on here and talk. He said last night I was his first contact. And I tried to explain to him that it's just a friendly group and all, but he just can't bring himself to key the mic up. And I told him about the round table on Tuesday night. And he said he had been listening to that for about 3 months prior. It must have been about the time I started doing that. But we talked for, 30, 45 minutes. And I said 73s and cleared out. Reached up there to cut the light out. This guy is in law enforcement. In Anderson. I reached up to cut my light out, got my flashlight, and another guy threw my call out, and he came back to me. And he's been a technician for 3 months, and I was his first contact. I had two first contacts back to back, and both of these gentlemen were in law enforcement. And just afraid to get on the air and talk. As I said, they had really been looking forward to Tuesday night to the round table part because they had learned so much because of Chad asking questions. And I told them, I said, well, Chad is a fairly new ham and his wife, Anna, is a new ham. And I said, Chad has become a teacher to another group that are like you two that won't get on here and ask questions. They'll get Chad to ask them. So I said, in turn, Chad's becoming a teacher. And I said, his wife, Anna, she hadn't had her license a month, I don't think. And she just popped right in there the other Saturday night and called the net and done a jam up job on it. So, Daniel, that just proves one thing. You do not know who is sitting back when we call this net, just listening and scared to key the mic up. K4OIM back to, KJ4, wait a minute, I'll get it straight. KJ4WZM. Back to you, Daniel.
That is amazing. Two different contacts, both same line of work, law enforcement. What's surprising to me about that, I can understand being mic sign and everything, but it would really catch me off guard for someone either in the military or in law enforcement or EMS, other first responder type stuff, to be mic shy, because they make their living on the radio. Like, their life depends on it. That's actually surprising to me. I would have never guessed. I'm not quite sure why it would be I'm sure there's a reason, but wow, very, very, very interesting there. But if either one of them is listening tonight, we're a really friendly bunch. No one person knows at all about amateur radio. In fact, most of us have barely scratched the surface on the hobby, but a few people out there, and I am not one of them, a few people out there know most of much of it. They have gotten their feet wet in just about every aspect to some extent, through HF, through digital modes, through CW. Even guys on here who do slow scan TV and all kinds of different things like that. Guys who fly drones on it and all kinds of stuff. There's a guy on here who has started getting into long range Wi-Fi. I don't think he's on the net tonight, but there's all kinds of stuff to do with amateur radio, and a bunch of these people out there have done it or know somebody who has done it, even if they themselves haven't. And this is a really friendly group of folks that, especially around that time, all of them get on here. And if you've got any kind of question, there's an answer. And if they don't have the answer, they know who to point you to get the question answered. So I would definitely encourage everybody out there who's mic shy, get on here and ask a couple questions. It really helps break it down, too, because it can be scary to get on the radio if you don't have anything to talk about. But if you've got a question that you need answered, go ahead and hop on and ask it. It gets a lot easier after that. And fun little fact, well, I was one of Chad's first contacts. I remember when he got on the radio. I know exactly where I was, too. I had my handheld radio when I first heard Chad the first time. I was I was on Pleasantburg Drive. It was around 3 PM or so, I think it was. I had my handheld radio. I was by that Red Lobster in Greenville. Intersection in Greenville, waiting on the traffic light to change. I heard him come on, and I got back to him, and he made quite a few contacts that day. But fun little fact there, I remember when he got his license, and it wasn't that awful long. He's come a long way now. There's now questions that I have that I know he could answer and help me with.
Got it, Daniel. Both of them were on a 5-watt HT. They said one of the reasons they hadn't got on is that they didn't know if they could hit the repeater on the HT. Well, the last gentleman I talked to, he should have been able to, because he was camping out at the base of Table Rock Mountain up there, right under Andy. And I'm pretty sure they listened tonight. Either one of you or both of you are listening. Don't be afraid to chime in, and we'd like to welcome you to the group. So, Daniel, to get your front end straightened out under your truck before it started raining this afternoon.
Here comes the story. I'm getting set up to do that. Biggest problem I've had is the mud problem. I just changed jobs. Greenco got bought out by Reyes Corporation, the biggest distribution corporation in the United States for beer. They also do some of Coca-Cola and some other stuff too. Big, 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 big corporate outfit. And I don't like I don't like corporations. I don't like the best word I can use on the radio is the nonsense that they bring in with them. And so I left there. I changed jobs, went to work for a place called McConnell Grading. And I absolutely love that job. Hold on a second. I'm going to release this mic. This radio is getting hot. I work at McConnell Grading. It's kind of draw a triangle between Marietta, Dacusville, and Pumpkintown. Drop a pin in the middle right on the county line on the river. And that's where this place is located. I'm driving dump trucks, dump trailers, and different types of heavy haul flatbeds for these people. Running several different trucks. and really enjoying it a whole lot. So the other day, after I was done work for the week, this is Friday afternoon, I went by Liberty and picked up 21 tons of gravel and brought it over to my house. And then this weekend, I have done nothing but work on spreading the gravel out. Cleaned the yard up, leveled everything off, spread the gravel out, and I am now, after I buy a tarp or canopy or whatever thing and go ahead and put it up over the gravel, I will then have a dry, level, hard surface to work on my vehicle. Also, I bought me a motorcycle so I can go back and forth to work while I take this thing completely apart. And it's not cold out yet, I'll ride the bike back and forth to work. And I ordered a lift kit. I figured, well, if I'm going to be in there already, it's a suspension lift, I'm doing it right. So I figured if I'm already going to be in there, I'll go ahead and do everything all at once. Take the whole front end out, redo everything, and put it back. So I am finally about all set to do that. As soon as the lift kit comes in, I'll work on taking everything apart and putting it all back together. But now I don't have mud problems anymore. So that's good.
One thing I hated about being a heavy equipment operator, I had CDL license, and nearly every company I worked for always was short on truck drivers, and I would get pulled off of a piece of equipment. I would even load the dump truck myself and then get the dump truck and haul. But you're talking about spreading that gravel. If you any kind of a dump truck driver, you'd know how to adjust them chains on there and drive, lift it up, drive down the drive, and spread it out, buddy.
Some of it was walkways. That was only a few feet wide. I definitely can't get the dump truck in there. And the other problem is my yard is completely filled with trees with very large, low-hanging branches. I literally only had one spot that was big enough to even fit the dump truck through between the tree limbs and lift it up without the bed getting caught in the tree limbs. This is a tri-axle dump truck that I brought in here, too. And it's extremely steep and extremely muddy. And when I brought this thing in here, I went sliding sideways down the driveway to give you an idea of how bad of a place this is. I had to lock the axles and lock the differentials and everything to get this thing out. I was thankful for that, but it went sliding sideways. And this truck, when I brought it in here, weighed 69,800 pounds. And I dropped 42,000 pounds of gravel in the driveway, and the rest is the empty weight of the truck.
That's just the way I do, Chad. That's about all I got to say tonight, Chad. I wish you good luck on your truck, though, and on your new job. I've never heard of that company, I don't think. Well, I hadn't been out there working in the last 10 years, but I'll go ahead and say 7-3's for right now, but I'm going to stick around and listen to what Chad's got to say. And I'm real glad that Rick checked in and checked his family in, and then Gary, he come in there late, check him and Miss Joy in, because if I got your number and you don't check in, I'm going to call and find out what the problem is. Ask Chad. KJ4, WZM, K4, OIM. Good night, Daniel. I'll be listening.
Absolutely certain. Chad's going to hop on here and ask you a couple questions, too. He usually does do that, so good idea to hang around. At this point, I'm going to go ahead and ask for any more check-ins. Good talking with you, Walt, by the way, and thanks for sticking around for comments. I did want to tell you that. Thanks for sticking around for comments. I really enjoy talking to you. Let's see. At this point, I'm going to ask for any more check-ins. Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, please call KJ4WZM or net control.
Net control. Listen to the net. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, NDO Sierra Golf, KO4, ISG, Danny. Over here in Thriving Metropolis of Gastonia. I guess I'll stick around. Back to that.
It's KL4ISG. That is Danny in Gastonia. And before I forget, also by telephone relay, I have KI4MLN. That is Al, and he is in Malden. And I am actually working on his radio. I'm just checking to make sure this thing operates properly. So I actually called the net off of it tonight. Shout out to Al, and thank you to him. I need to get a new microphone cord for this thing. This thing is trouble. So... alrighty. Got you marked out for comments, Danny. We'll get back to you in a second. Any other stations, A through Z, Z through A, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. Wee, Chad, you still around? Call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
WZM, KO4NUE, how are you tonight, Daniel? You doing okay?
You were calling the net for me the other night. I was trying to, spread some gravel out. Had to get everything cleared up in the yard. I only had a few hours to borrow a tractor, so had to use that time as quickly as I could. And thank you so much for having my back, calling the net. I definitely appreciate that.
Well, sir, anytime you need help with it, just let me know. I'm glad to do it and enjoy the experience. And just want to say, hey, Walt, I'm sorry I missed out last night, but you and Larry, KK4JBQ, wore me out the other night. we stayed up talking till probably, I'd say, close to 2:30 in the morning. Maybe closer to 3, I'm not sure, but that just kind of wiped me out, so I've been kind of lagging around here for a day or so, but sorry I missed out on last night. Sounds like a pretty exciting night for Walt, and I do hope that those two individuals are listening in tonight, and just want to let you know that if you guys have got any questions whatsoever, this has been the best thing since canned ham for me, because I don't really have an Elmer or a Elmer I can sit down in front of, and I can always bring a question to the net and don't have to worry about it seeming somebody saying, well, that's a stupid question. Nobody's ever said anything like that on this net, and they always have been so helpful, and I really appreciate that, and I have learned so much. And the other thing I wanted to say is, Daniel, I do remember the day when I made first contact. It seems like earlier that day I had, or maybe it was after I had contacted you. I was on the 2-meter net, and first thing out of my mouth was CQ, CQ, CQ. And I believe it was Steve and Dave talking. And I think Steve broke right in and welcomed me into the conversation, and then, you know, gave me some polite instructions on etiquette, and, you know, just was real helpful in how he talked, or told me how to properly talk on a radio. So if you two guys are listening, welcome to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, even if you're just listening. And I would like to encourage you to check in, and especially any night, as a matter of fact, but especially on Tuesday night if you have any questions, because there's some really knowledgeable people here who really have a desire to help and to further the enjoyment of this hobby for anybody. So with that said, Daniel, I'm gonna close it out because I don't want to hold it up for anybody else. But just wanted to say hello to you and everybody on the net. God bless, and y'all have a wonderful week this week. This is KL4 NUE, and I'll be clear but listening.
For keeping him up, he kept us up asking questions.
When you got good instruction, you got to strike while the iron's hot, right?
I thought my daughter was asleep. It was 2 o'clock or a little after, and I thought she was asleep. And she said, "Daddy, I was fixing to come down there and check on you. You ain't never been up this late. What was you doing down there?" I said, "Having fun."
Oh, yeah. I enjoy the conversation. I really do. But Walt, I just want to tell you, I know Larry's probably in there listening. So I have started to experiment with digital modes. And I got to be honest with you, I'm kind of liking it. I kind of feel like a traitor, though. But that's okay. I've just started to experiment a little, and that's pretty interesting to me. I just got to figure out how to get my radio configured with the software I got, and I've been sitting here watching it all day, trying to figure things out, and finally got it to a point to where I can see a little bit of what's going on. I listened in on a CW conversation today, and seems like the software is not interpreting every dash and dot correctly, and I think some of it may be that I just don't know pronouns or etiquette with CW. But at the end of the day, it was still progress because I was able to recognize a call sign and CQ, 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 and the guy's location, which was in Fresno, California. So very interesting, and I'm going to keep playing around with it and see kind of what I can do. And just in case Larry's in there listening, and KI4DOS, this is for you. Just want to let you know that a couple of months ago, you challenged me to go and pursue my extra class. So I've started studying. And so here we go. So just want to let you know, Gary, I've accepted the challenge, and I'm going to give it a shot. So KL4NUE, I'm listening.
I'll give it back to you in a minute, Daniel. But, Chad, I'm going to do like Larry did when you was hollering CQ, CQ on 2 meters. I'm going to correct you on CW. I can't help you at all with digital. I'm not into it, and I'm just one that's not interested in it. But CW ain't dot dash. It's dot.
Oh, so maybe that'd be a question for Tuesday night. Hey, I just kind of let you know how much I know about CW. But I'm just going to let you know I'm hot on your trail now.
Take it, Daniel.
Oh, yes, Chad, definitely. I remember you calling CQ on 2 meters. That was pretty good. I didn't want to say anything about it. I figured this kind of made me. I figured somebody else would eventually get to that. I didn't exactly know how to. I didn't want to burst any new ham's bubble because some people get their feelings hurt pretty easily, and I didn't want to mess up new ham's first experience, but I just left that alone because I do know that it's a pretty common thing for a number of new hams to do when they get on 2 meters, and it quickly goes away, especially once they start listening to other people. Even if nobody says anything, they'll realize nobody else says CQ on 2 meters. As a general rule of thumb, they don't use Q codes on 2 meters frequently at all. That's mostly on HF and usually...
Well, Captain Daniel, or either that radio quit transmitting. He lost him. KJ4, WZM. Daniel, you in there?
Accidentally jerked the power wire out from the from my power source, so whoopsie, I went off the air in a big hurry. Anyways, we don't frequently use Q-codes on 2 meters. It's more common on HF. Morse code? I don't know a whole lot of Morse code, but I do know CW. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. that is something I recently wanted to start getting into, though, is CW. I'd like to learn that. One of the reasons is because one time I went with Ariel Jacala, I think his call sign is NY4G. I went with him while he was doing his summits on the air thing. He was going for a world record on that, and I do believe he won it. And that was pretty neat. We went up there in the wintertime one time on a mountain called Blood Mountain, and then there was another one. But it was 50 degrees here, and it was 15 and snowing on the mountain in Georgia. Big, 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 big difference in weather, and I was not anticipating it, and I was so cold. But that was pretty neat. He worked a lot of CW up there, numerous different countries, on 5 watts of power. And I was very impressed. Hey, Chad, you still in there?
Here, go ahead, Daniel.
Cool. I didn't know if you'd gone away or not. I don't want to keep you all night or anything, but I did want to tell you that I'm planning on going for my extra class someday as well, and I need to study for it too. I have not been actively studying ham radio stuff in a long time though, so there's a lot that I need to brush up on.
I've been looking through some of these formulas in here, and oh man, it's just gonna take me a while, but that's okay. That's all right. I'll take it one segment at a time. That's all I can do. And just work my way through it, and that's all I can do. But I'm gonna do it. I don't know how long it's gonna take me, but I'm gonna do it. And then I think I'm gonna go get my VE certificate, whatever that is. I don't know anything about that, but I'm probably talk with Dave or Gary when the time comes and figure out what I can do to go down and contribute on testing on Saturdays. But I got to get through this first. So, at any rate, that's all I got, fellas. I'm gonna give it back to you, Ned, so you can go ahead and close things down or move on to the next, whatever you want to do. Keep from bogging the net down, but. KO4NUE, and I'll still be listening.
Good talking to you. And I will probably catch up with you as soon as my suspension project is finished and try to figure out what I want to do with the engine and transmission swap. That'll be fun. Still haven't made up my mind, but I want to discuss some stuff with you and see what all I can fit in that vehicle. So that'll sometime be next. It'll probably be springtime before I do that, because I don't want to take it back apart before winter. I just need it to work through the snow, and then I'll go from there. But good talking to you, Chad. Hope you and your family are doing well. Hope your daughter is doing well in school. So thanks for checking in. Thanks for sticking around for your comments, and tell Anna we say hello.
Have a good week. KO4NUE.
Sounds good. This is KJ4WZM, net control. Looking for any more check-ins, A through Z. If you would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KJ4WZM or net control. At this time, I'll check back a little later. KO4ISG, Danny, are you still around? Call KJ4WZM or net control.
Control, this is KO4ISG. Yeah, I'm still around. I'll keep it short, or I'll try to. But, or what the other gentleman talked about, you know, folks kind of gunshot and get on the radio, people with license. Well, I'm kind of opposite. I started buying stuff before I even got able to talk on the radio, but I did get to listen. I did a lot of listening. Once I got my technician license, I went straight on the radio and talking. You know, I probably sounded like I am not too good on it, but that didn't worry me much. What worried me was not using it enough or knowing enough. So I kept learning. And I got my general, what, 4 or 5 months ago, maybe less. And I had already had the equipment to go ahead and start speaking at that level. And, I did a lot of listening before I got the general. I get the general. I mean, you couldn't stop me. I was on there. Now I got an antenna garden full of verticals and one dipole. So I got 6 antennas in my backyard. That's where it's going to go. You're going to start, you know, paying to play. You're going to get more toys, more things. And before you know it, you know, you're on the air and you can't stop talking. And it's that's what's great about the hobby. You ain't got to talk to just people in America. You can talk to people across the world. And my thing is, I'm getting into QRP. Everybody else is wanting, you know, go big or go home with the 1,500 watts. I can talk 10 watts. I can talk to Europe, South America, Argentina. You know, it may not help me through the pileups, but you know you've worked something when you did QRP at 10 watts or less. And it really makes me feel good when I get a 5.9 signal report there in Europe, and I got somebody before me with 1,500 watts. They got a 5.7. I don't know how that works, but I love it. But anyways, I don't think they're scared. They're just a little shy. Shy meaning, you know, worried that they sound a little bit off or something like that. Well, I had them worries too, but I was too excited about getting on the radio once I actually got my license. But as far as that goes, I'm old Army, and not much fazes me or scares me. So, you know, if I find a good toy, I'm going to use it relentlessly. But anyway, that's all I got to say, and I want to thank y'all for calling the net. And y'all, I tell you what, I'm going to turn it back over to Net Control, and
thank you for letting me off. This is KO4ISG.
Good talking with you, Danny. KJ4WDN here. The name here is actually Daniel, so, yep. I actually was pretty fortunate when I got my license. Pretty much my whole family got their license before I did. Why I ended up with mine so late is because I was homeschooled at the time, and I stayed behind in my homework all the time, so I was told I couldn't go get my license until I got caught up in my homework. So eventually I got my school all caught up, and I got my license. Everybody else seemed to get theirs before I did, but I eventually got mine, I think, around July or August of 2010. The rest of my family got theirs starting around the beginning of February of 2010. So they all got their licenses before I got mine, pretty much. And I got to hear them talk on the radio for several months before I got my license. So when I got on, I was like, oof, finally. Because everybody else is on there, and I wasn't. So I already knew. I already knew all the ropes by then. I didn't have to find anything out the hard way. All I had to do was get on the radio because I had already learned everything by then. So, as far as etiquette goes, because I got to learn from everybody else's mistakes. So, I was really fortunate as far as that goes. I am curious, though, before you go away, how much power are you running to go from Gastonia to Caesar's Head?